Hi, friends. Welcome to another episode of That Sounds Fun. I'm your host, Annie F. Downs. I'm so happy to be here with you today. Before we dive into today's conversation, I want to tell you about one of our incredible sponsors. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. A lot of us spend our lives wishing we had more time. The question is, time for what? If time was unlimited, how would you use it? The best way to maximize our time is by figuring out what our priorities are. Therapy can help you find what matters most to you so you can do more of it. I know it's done this for me. So maybe this is your year to give BetterHelp a try. They've made it so simple to get started. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Your session can be done right from home. All you do is fill out a brief questionnaire. We love a quiz. And you'll get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists anytime for no additional charge, because finding the right match for you is really important too. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/thatsoundsfun today to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/thatsoundsfun. Okay, picture the thing that you've always wanted to learn. Maybe it's how to play chess or creative writing or gardening. Now picture learning that thing from the person who's literally the best at it in the world. That is what you get with Masterclass. Masterclass is such an easy way to help you learn more about something you're interested in. You can seriously find classes on everything from turning your passion into achievements with cultural icon Martha Stewart to principles of improv from Amy Poehler. Are you kidding me? Y'all, I did a cooking class with Gordon Ramsay. And it was so much fun. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best and become your best. Masterclass is the only streaming platform where you can learn and grow with over 200 plus of the world's best. For just $10 a month, an annual membership gets you unlimited access to every instructor. And you can access Masterclass on your phone, computer, smart TV, or even in audio mode. Plus, every new membership comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Don't waste another minute to start your learning journey with Masterclass. Right now, our friends get an additional 15% off of any annual membership at masterclass.com/soundsfun. That's 15% off at masterclass.com/soundsfun. masterclass.com/soundsfun.
Well, good day to you. It's Joel with For King Country dropping in to let you know that our brand new film, Unsung Hero, is in theaters now.
It's Luke here. We've teamed up with the creators of Jesus Revolution to bring you this adventure of a lifetime. It's a powerful, true story about a family uniting, growing in their faith, and facing the impossible together.
In theaters now, unsunghero.movie for more information.
Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
Okay, today on the show, we are talking all things 2015 with our buddy Eddie Koffolds. If you missed January's recap episode with Eddie, remember, because we're celebrating the 10th anniversary of That Sounds Fun in 2024. Every single month this year, we're at time traveling back to one of the years since the show existed. So this month, we are talking about 2015, but as Eddie and I do, this is more of a wild ride. We do talk about 2015, but mostly we talk about everything else. And listen, don't forget to join us on Instagram because we want to know, well, you'll hear it. We want to know your two words. So come to Instagram and tell us about it after you listen to today's episode. So here we go. Annie and Eddie keep talking, recapping 2015.
That sounds fun.
Welcome back to That Sounds Fun, Edward.
Annie F. Downs.
What a
it's
treat.
Good to see you.
Listen, medical, let's do the old ambulance update, as we like to call it, the old medical update. You led with, I'm out of a boot today, and I said, didn't know one was in a boot.
Buddy, I have been in a boot for like 2 months.
Which leg?
Left foot. You ever had a foot injury?
Yes, it's brutal. It affects everything.
Brutal. And as this boot has been all the way up to my calf. And just
no!
Like, oh, yeah.
Okay, so, how did you rip your tendon?
Crazy story.
Great.
So it's a Thursday morning. I'm standing at the window, drinking a cup of coffee, watching the trash guys.
I had left
a big box out and I wanted to see maybe they're going to take it. And then my tendon disconnected.
While you were standing there?
Literally just standing there. And all of a sudden I'm like, aha. And it was like, oh. So then I just waited and waited. And Brianne was finally like, you've got to go to a podiatrist.
Were you kind of hobbling?
Not kind of. Like,
you were hobbling as a person.
Like hobbling. And I went and so, yeah, in a boot and all of that. But I'm going to be in a wedding in a couple weeks. I didn't want to be in a boot. I just feel like the world is my oyster again. So that's your medical update. How are you medically? So
did there have to be a surgical return?
There did. There was not a full surgery, but it was.
You have not told us any of this. You had a surgery like over Christmas when your basement was flooding?
Yeah. Yeah, it was all happening at the same time. It was
Eddie.
A mess. Listen, I'm going to be gentle about what the procedure was. But here's what it was. So, like, the tendon disconnects, and they don't normally go and reconnect it unless you're planning on playing in the NBA. But
which
when you're a
is
podcaster,
still on your dream board that I saw,
still on it, yeah. So, but they go in, and there's not a lot of blood flow to that area. So they, like, take some blood from somewhere else, and they put it in there with, like, a big needle.
Great.
And I'm telling you, I blacked out during the procedure.
They didn't knock you out? That feels like a knock me out if you're taking blood from here and putting it there.
Mm-mm. No, they didn't.
Wow.
And I'm telling you, it was 12 of 10. I will never experience anything like that in my life. But
were you laying face down? I'm picturing face down, heel, back of your foot, wide open to the doctor, and he's just right there.
And I am on my back, and it's an assistant holding my leg because they're doing needle in the bottom of your foot. Like, you're a little ticklish and a little painful. So they're holding on tight, and I'm telling you, I lit up that office. They are Mormon, which is great for them, but they have Mormon books of Mormon to give away in multiple languages out in the lobby. And I'm pretty sure they've heard words that have not been approved at Brigham Young Pediatric School.
Brigham Young Pediatric School.
Well-known school.
Okay, so then two plus months of being in a boot, but today, freewheeling out there.
Oh, man, feeling great. Just took a walk around the neighborhood.
Shoes.
Just finally.
Does it feel better?
Oh, it feels amazing.
Yeah,
I feel 100%. So I'm like signing up for 5K. Like I want to, this feeling like you got to get your body back.
Yeah.
You've known
and
that
it
feeling.
It takes time,
like,
yeah.
It does, but you got to, anyhow, it's good to be back.
Oh, bless you.
Annie.
My medical update. Thanks for asking.
Yes.
You did ask. I hurt my back. Well, let me back you all the way up.
Okay.
Remember I had a cyst in August?
I do, yeah.
The cyst's growth changed the shape of my spine.
Oh.
It moved my spine.
That seems like a real positive thing.
Uh-huh.
Generally.
It's been cute. It's been a cute experience for about since October of 22. This has been a part of my life. So,
your spine, huh?
So as it grew, it moved all the organs out of the way, which we knew.
Yeah.
But it also seems to have shifted the shape of my spine.
But the organs, that little spaghetti factory just sloshes back in place,
right? That's exactly right. I was seasick for 3 days after my surgery because I was seasick the whole time because all my organs were going back from whence they came. Now, pregnant women, after they have a baby and their cyst is removed, which is a person,
right.
They have all these hormones that say, organs, go back. And so they do it and you have all this other stuff going on. But I didn't have those hormones. I just had an empty cavity. And so everybody sloshed back from whence they came.
Oh.
And in the meantime, the shape of my spine had changed.
Okay.
How about
and the
apples?
Spine just doesn't tick back, huh?
No, not as well. And so I've been seeing a chiropractor, which has been really helpful. Mm-hmm. But I need to tell you, they gave me a new thing to do yesterday, and I was dead in the water excited to tell you about this because you're going to love what I have to do. This is a stretch so what is the pain for me is my lower left back wrapping around my leg and down my thigh to my knee on the left side. So from your back... imagine in Taylor Swift's outfit, the one she does during Reputation, how a snake wraps around her leg. It is that.
Oh,
follow
weird.
The snake. Follow the snake. And that's where I'm in pain. And particularly when I'm sitting, because that's where the nerve, so nerves are pinched is the thing from the shape of my spine. So we're getting it all right and ready, and it's going to be fine in, I'm sure, 15 to 30 years. And so they give me this new exercise yesterday, and they say, roll up a towel. Now, we are not, listen, before I say this, will you do our legal disclaimer about how we're not medical professionals?
We are, you 100% should follow our advice. We are medical professionals. All of this should be considered as,
everything we tell you to, everything we say we do, do.
Yeah. This is a HIPAA compliant show. We are your doctors. So go for it.
We are MDs for sure. Meaning we have microphones.
Yes.
Okay. So this is not, I'm not telling you what else to do this. This is particularly for my blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Roll up a towel.
Mm-hmm.
Place it on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
Lay your belly button over it. Mm-hmm. Like, so that's where you're supposed to lay, because there is a muscle that is really deep in your belly that connects to your legs.
Wow.
And as you lay, and so the first time I was like, they need someone with less belly if this is going to make a difference, because this didn't work. By minute 2.5, it felt like I was stretching a muscle I've never known existed.
What in the
minute,
world?
And by minute 4, I was hurting. And you're supposed to stay and keep breathing and breathe through the pain and whatever. And then this morning I woke up and I feel like I did an ab workout. And all I did was lay on a towel.
Annie, isn't the body so weird?
Can't understand it. It's not understandable.
Nobody has ever understood
it. No one has ever understood anything about the body.
Right, we can go to the ends of the earth, we can explore Mars, but we are not going to know why that towel works.
Thank you. Hot take, your hot take on chiropractors.
I don't remember it. I don't remember anything I've ever said.
No. I'm asking if you have one. I'm asking for a freshie.
Oh. I've never been to one.
That surprises me.
Yeah, no. I feel like, it feels like I should. Hot take on chiropractors, I would say, I don't know the difference between that and a massage therapist, and I don't know if they know the difference, though I believe there's a lot of schooling, and it's because I am ignorant, but I think
it's all... The money is the same. The difference is 60 minutes versus 5, sadly.
Right. So the chiropractor is 60?
You wish.
Oh, the
massage is a 60-minute massage.
Got it.
And they snap, crackle, pop you for 5, and you have paid the same.
Golly. You know, there's
the
a chiropractor
thing I love
for
about
dogs.
This one. What?
Hold on. I need you to finish because I will never come back if we don't. So you go.
They take x-rays. So there's a lot of science versus
x-rays.
Like, I can feel that your back is straighter. I'm like, nah, you don't know, my guy. But these people, there's a machine that takes a picture and then takes another picture and then takes another picture and goes, look, your spine is correcting. So
that's the difference between a chiropractor and a massage therapist.
No. That's just the difference between this particular chiropractor and my previous chiropractor experiences of like, yeah, keep coming back. We're not sure. And these people are like, we're so sure we're going to take pictures.
Annie said the difference is 55 minutes and an x-ray.
Yeah. That's it. That's the only difference. So again,
and $200,000 of school loans.
Take that medical professional information straight from us.
Yes.
Dog chiropractors?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Have you seen that?
I know, but like, have you seen there's like this guy that will like be holding this dog and just go click. Oops, sorry, my little phone went off.
What a neat sound, though.
Click. And it'll just like, the dog just like jumps to attention and is all of a sudden like feeling great. And I just can't believe it. And
I
also,
think
what
would
is
really
the
enjoy it. It's amazing.
I'm sure I would. I wonder what
like
the conversation.
Do you like cracking your knuckles?
No, because
imagine
I was-
that down your whole back. We're going to get so many emails from chiropractors.
It's ignorance, just so you know. I don't know.
But I believe in it. I'm ignorant and full of belief. I'm having the best time. They're so nice. My back is feeling better every time I go.
Right. And I mean, it's mostly, do you think most of chiropractor school is like, listen, you're going to want to have them lay on a towel. That's
put a towel across their belly. It will change their life.
And you have no idea how they got the dreaded reputation pain. Just put them on a towel.
The reputation pain. Next question. Mm-hmm. When you lay down on the floor of your house, where do you lay down?
Do you mean like floor area or body area?
Good question. Where on the floor? What floor of your house do you choose to lay any part of your body on? If someone said, do this exercise.
Do this exercise? Okay, we have a mud room that has like a mat on it for this
exact
purpose.
So you'd have
laid the
towel down and went and laid on the mat.
Yeah. I can't imagine. I don't think I've laid on another part of our house. ever.
This is
where do you lay on the floor?
This is my soft leadership, because I'm about to tell you, I have a mat and I have a room where I work out. And for some unbeknownst to me reason, I decided last night, I think because my phone was in my bathroom on the sink, I decided to lay half in the doorway to my bedroom and half in the doorway to my bathroom. Like I was laying over the door threshold between my bedroom and my bathroom.
I've seen murder scenes in movies. I know what that looks like.
That is exactly what I did. Someone walking in my front door would have for sure thought I'd been murdered, because my feet were out into my bedroom. My head was toward the sink because that's where my phone was. And I pulled my phone down and I was playing, which let me tell you, I am hot on the game right now of Block Blast, which is a version of Tetris.
Yeah. Okay. But hold on. Why did you choose to lay between two rooms? Because that seems like the worst place, because there's a threshold. There's does the tile continue there?
No, it's a little bit of carpet. So I was on carpet the whole way because I was in the sink part of the bathroom, not the shower tub part of the bathroom. And so it's a little bit of a doorway. Yeah, I know. I heard. When I was doing it, I was like, I looked at something that I've never cleaned before because I've never been on the ground there. And I was like, that is disgusting. I should get a brush down here and scrub this.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah,
I'm going to.
Yeah, that is gross.
It's so gross. The whole thing was the weirdest. I was like, also it was a weird time. It was 8:45 and I was like, what am I doing?
I'm surprised you didn't just turn on like a Netflix or something.
Right, and lay in the living room. I know. Well, to be fair, I had to do another stretch. I have a whole collection I get to do. And I did those in the living room. And then when I went to the bathroom, I remembered I did the towel one. I got a towel and suddenly I was like, well, let's just do it right here. And I was like,
down we go.
Who are you?
Oh my gosh. That is, our floors are not our floors, like the cobbled floors, but generally I think people's floors are gross. It's when you have little kids, you're down there a lot, you notice it. But as the kids get bigger, you just move away from that area.
I mean, there are some of our friends who refuse to be barefoot in a hotel.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Jason Bateman, not our friend, but he talks about it all the time on Smartless. Oh, no kidding.
Can we be friends? What will it take? What do we have to do? I think I have to vote in his way to be his friend.
I mean, I think you're our everybody listening. You're our best hope. So I feel like if you just keep trying and keep working, I feel like if the Annie F. Downs show comes to fruition or whatever the next book
television
is.
Television show, you mean?
Yeah.
I don't know that they're ever going to have me on Smartless, but
I hope so.
There's got to be a way. Who do we know that knows him? There has to be an in-betweener.
Well, I would say your closest connection, it seems, is Broadway. Because you got all the Broadway people. Sean does a lot on Broadway. He just finished Goodnight Oscar.
Oh,
so
you're
it feels like that's the most, everything else is tenuous. Though Jason Bateman's about to be in New York for a long time shooting a movie.
Oh my gosh, you are exactly right. I heard him say it. Did you hear him say it on, what'd you listen to, Armchair?
Yes.
Yeah, I heard him on Armchair. Don't listen to it anymore, except I wanted to hear Jason Bateman because he's our future friend.
Yeah, I'm hit and miss with that show, but when there's a guest I really like, I will be there. And it kind of feels like it was interesting hearing them talk to each other. It was like when the Harlem Globetrotters were on Scooby-Doo. Like combining my favorite things.
I loved it. It's interesting you bring that up because for some reason, when I last updated my phone, when I did an Apple update, it erased my entire bank of podcasts. It erased what I subscribed to. It erased episodes I had saved. It erased everything.
Really?
So, yes.
That's a bummer.
It is a huge bummer. And it also is like, is that happening across all, like, or is that happening to people all the time and we're losing subscribers across all of our shows and we just don't even know because Apple reset people's. I tried to Google it and read about it. I called our like big time pro over at the network, Tariq, and I was like, are you hearing about any of this? And I mean,
Mess. I would hate that. There are so many shows that I'm like just waiting for it to come back, hoping, and I just keep subscribed to the feed.
Same, and it's all gone. So I've been trying to be an Apple person.
Yeah,
I think I'm going to go back to Spotify because all that had remained at Spotify just about.
Yeah,
that is how I got exposed to Jason Bateman being on Armchair because they advertised it, and so I was like, because I don't even think I subscribed to Armchair anymore.
Are you, what did something happen or was it just, you fell out of your favor?
It just stopped. I mean, I think this is the nature sometimes of podcasts is if they are still doing the same thing on that show. And I just didn't enjoy it as much as I used to. So I just kind of and they're long.
Oh, yeah.
Totally. I'm a little that way with SmartLess. At this point, I'm still subscribed, but I am not listening to everything. I'm listening to the guests I like.
Yeah,
you?
I definitely
are you
move
listening
that.
To everything?
No, I'll move around. But I do that with books too. Don't you get in right now? I got to read like a big chunky history book. Uh-huh, that feels right. Uh-huh. I can already tell the next one's not going to be that. I don't know what it's going to be, but you kind of get in that, and that's the same with podcasts, and that's fine.
I am jonesing for a new series to binge. On podcasting.
Oh, like a harken to like a serial S-Town kind of thing.
Yes. I don't want like, hey, Annie, have you tried this crime podcast? I want us all to do it again.
No.
I'm jonesing for one that we all can't quit.
A moment. Well, I'm jonesing still for our unnamed show that we cannot ever talk about that we have not made yet that we hope to make someday.
I know.
That I still, someday. You guys can cross your fingers for a thing you've never heard of.
We have a series. You mean the one involving another person, not the one you and I did.
Yeah.
Guess what, everybody? Eddie and I did an entire season of a show that got totally trashed.
It
retired. Mm-hmm. We hung it up. There's another show we want to make with another friend that
we'll get it.
That culture would be about.
That's right. Yes.
But what I would give for another Serial or another, what else did that? Serial did that. What's the one about the murder in Georgia?
Oh, S Town.
Up and Vanished.
Oh, yeah.
S Town. That's what we need. We need an S Town.
Yeah.
The turn at the end of S Town.
Oh, Dolly, the one
was
about
that
Dolly
2015?
Parton.
This is an episode about 2015. I feel like the one about Dolly Parton, the one about Richard Simmons.
Yes. Oh, Richard Simmons is the one I want to land on. That was to me like perfect. It wasn't too scary. It was pop culture.
It told us nothing.
Nothing.
I'm sorry to spoil it if you haven't listened to the Richard Simmons.
Yeah.
Where is Richard Simmons or
something like that?
Has Richard Simmons disappeared or something like that?
And the punchline is he sure has.
Yeah. The punchline is nobody could find him or he didn't. They found him in his house and they don't know where he is.
Yeah. He's
they don't know what he's doing. He's
basically
living.
Done being a public figure. He's in his home. He's good.
So fascinating. So I'm jonesing for one of those. We need one
that.
Of those. I don't know that we've had one of those in.
No.
I feel like the Richard Simmons was the last one, and that was probably 3 years ago.
I feel like the podcast industry is changing substantially. I feel like we still have not seen the full effects of like a post-COVID world of it because it's just there's so many, and so they consolidated. Networks are great, but it also is just like they've got a very specific brand. I think I think part of that was that you could have these little weird independent shows just all of a sudden exist,
Take
you know?
Off. Yeah.
And now it's, I don't know that it
Did
won't
you
exist
listen
again.
To Scamanda?
Mm-mm. No, but
that
I like
was
that
one
name.
That a lot of our friends listened to. It's a scam by a woman named, what do you bet?
I'm going to go Amanda.
Nailed it. I know a lot of people listen to Scamanda. I started it and I couldn't really get into it, but a lot of people liked it and I support them liking it. Same way people feel about red peppers. I respect you enjoying them. I'm never going to. So.
Oh, you don't?
Not the Red Hot Chili Peppers. I love them. But peppers as a vegetable, I'm very out on.
Fine. And who cares? I mean, you just
Chipotle.
Do what you do.
They just always... Also, dear every Mexican restaurant, don't put onions and peppers together all the time. Some of us are only 50% interested in that.
They are two completely different taste profiles that don't have to stick together.
Vegetables. Yes.
Right.
Yes.
And it's okay. And I know that people are going to... I'm fine. If people want to send us recommendations, I'm fine with listening to it.
But to listen to? Sure.
Yeah.
Agreed.
It's fine. I also, though, know, like... What you're looking for is the zeitgeist moment.
Yes.
And that we know doesn't exist.
The zeitgeist moment was unparalleled to me. Even now, it's unparalleled. Yeah.
That was welcome to podcasting. That was that was like the Beatles on Ed Sullivan, where it
was
like.
I'm going to Google it right now in hopes that it was. What year would you guess Serial was?
Ooh, 2011. Yep.
Oh, see, I think it's closer to 15, which is today's episode, technically. Serial season 1, 2014.
Wow.
Yeah. 2014.
Oh, yeah.
That sounds fun.
Hey, friends, just interrupting this conversation one more time to tell you about one of our incredible partners, KiwiCo. All my friends who are parents or you aunts like me, listen up to this one. If you haven't tried KiwiCo crates for your kids or your nieces or nephews, you are seriously missing out on some really fun hands-on projects that they will love, especially if you and your kids are already kind of over the toys they got for Christmas, KiwiCo delivers super fun learning for kids of all ages. Each month, they'll receive crates packed with engaging hands-on activities that are designed to introduce them to science and technology and art concepts. There's always something new for kids to discover, like engineering robots or learning about the science of ice cream. There's 9 monthly programs to choose from, so KiwiCo really does have something for kids of all ages, ranging from infants and preschoolers to teens and beyond. This is a great gift idea, too. Or if you're a teacher and want to put something in your classroom, KiwiCo would be perfect. It is so much more than a box of toys. It's the gift of discovery as they get to build and learn about a new topic and walk away proud of what they made. That moment of pride and accomplishment at the end of a KiwiCo project sparks creative confidence, so they want to keep playing and trying something new. Plus, it can be hard to find creative ways to keep kids engaged, challenged, and off screens. I know. But these projects are fun and stress-free, so you can enjoy quality time with your kids while tackling projects together. The day the KiwiCo box arrives will be your kids' favorite day of the month. Kids can discover everything from the science of magic to engineering a domino machine and more. There's no commitment, so you can pause or cancel anytime. Redefine learning with play. Explore projects that build confidence and problem-solving skills with KiwiCo. Get 50% off your first month on any crate line at KiwiCo.com with the promo code ThatSoundsFun. Again, that's 50% off your first month at KiwiCo.com, promo code ThatSoundsFun. Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with some samples. So if you have read That Sounds Fun, you probably remember the story of me trying to get a dog and then realizing I was allergic. Sad day. And this is why I'm glad I found Claritin D, because an allergy attack is literally the worst. So I am thankful to have it on hand around my friends, pets, and other things. Luckily, for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. It's designed for serious allergy sufferers, and Claritin D has 2 powerful ingredients in just 1 pill. This double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, and itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. Amen to that. There are also a lot of seasonal allergy sufferers over here at AFD Inc. and at the That Sounds Fun Network. So Claritin D really works for this crew. Ready to live life as if you don't have allergies? It is time to live Claritin Clear. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. So you can find Claritin D at your pharmacy counter. Just ask a pharmacist for Claritin D at the pharmacy counter, and you don't even need a prescription. Just go to Claritin.com right now, and you can get a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed. Okay, now back to our conversation with Eddie.
Right now, I mean, we're talking 2015 today, right?
Yeah. So Serial had just happened.
Okay. So for people who are just tuning in and wondering why you and I are talking right now, can I?
Sure.
Did you already do this in the introduction?
Keep talking. No. We just keep talking.
We just keep chatting. But
yeah,
you are celebrating, and we are celebrating with you 10 years of yes. That Sounds Fun, the podcast. Yes. To that end, you and I are going through 1 a month for 10 months every year of the show. Go back and listen. January, we talked about 2014. Now it's February. We're talking 2015. So we're kind of going through things that happened in 2015. So here we are.
That was a great recap. Speaking of 10 years, see you in August at the Ryman Auditorium.
Annie, I
can't wait.
I am so honored that you asked. I can't believe it's happening.
Are you kidding? I'm so happy you're coming.
Are you pumped?
Yeah. I am, and I mean, for our friends listening, it's sold out, so there aren't any more tickets. No. There are a lot of my friends who are not going to get to come because they all thought we'd have tickets for them, and we don't. And we're only doing one night. Yeah, I think it's, I mean, the fun thing now, Eddie, is what our team is doing behind the scenes is now that we know the 2,300 people that are going to be in the room, we get to build a show for them and build a weekend for them. Instead of spending our energy filling the room, we get to spend our energy building the right weekend for everyone. And that's awesome.
I mean, it's cool. So it's already like you texted me a thing. I don't know if it'll come to fruition or not.
Oh,
but like,
I know.
You
of
guys
what
are
we're
like,
going to do on stage.
Oh, you're deep in a creative process and it's so fun. Can I ask you like, I'll probably end up asking you this at the Ryman too, because I just can't like, do you have any sense of like, this is happening? Like, do you have a sense of like, So I've made a podcast, right? And I've built a thing and I've done a thing and you see it grow a little bit. you've grown a thing from 2014 to like you sold out the Ryman in like no time. Yeah. You're getting like real, like Lady A's going to be there.
Like, I know.
Real fancy people there. And you filled this iconic place and people are coming. Like, has it at all dawned on you what you've breathed into existence?
Well, I mean, you know that I am at this point. I am a cog in a machine that is much more talented than me. But I mean, yeah, I do think I am so thankful for all the iterations of this show that got us here.
Yeah.
Like we just, right before you and I started recording, we just had a meeting with some of the network team.
Yeah.
And sat around and talked about a lot of the growth plans for That Sounds Fun, the podcast.
Yeah.
And I kind of was like, I guess I need to be here in this meeting, but I really don't because they're saying like, okay, you do this and you do this and you do this. And the guy leading the meeting said, the reason podcasts fail is the podcaster tries to do all this by themselves.
Oh, yeah.
And I did have to do a lot of it by myself. But also in 2014 and in 2015, we didn't have to build reels and we didn't have to build YouTube shorts. And we weren't trying to put everything on YouTube. And we weren't trying, you know, and which for everyone listening, you can watch all of our shows on YouTube this year.
Which, by the way,
you can go watch me and Eddie.
Didn't know that. So last time.
Till right now?
Till somebody tweeted or something or sent out a thing like, hey, you can watch it on YouTube. I looked.
Boy.
Awful. So I am.
No, you didn't.
I mean, I'm ready now. I've got backlighting. I've got a plant strategically placed.
You do have a plant. You do have a new plant. I'm so sorry, Eddie.
Oh, you don't need to be sorry. I'm 1,000% sure someone told me.
We sent you the wrong links. We don't tell you we're recording. This is just put together with duct tape and a microphone.
That sounded like I was dogging you. I wasn't. I probably wasn't paying attention.
No. It's totally fine. I'm sorry. No.
I'm on YouTube. I'm ready for it.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think one of the advantages I have at this point is I have the people to help me do the parts that they're best at. So all I have to do is this part. Like, I was in that meeting and I cared, but what I really was thinking about was, okay, when I talk to Eddie in 30 minutes, we got to make sure we do this. And I got to tell him that I laid half in my bedroom and half in the bathroom. And, but, you know, like, I was doing that.
And that in and of itself is the secret sauce. Because if you only thought about the other stuff, right? Like,
we wouldn't get to do this part.
Mm-mm. And you're texting me very specific ideas about what's going to happen on stage at the Ryman. That is very granular and very creative. To make that happen, there would be 10 things that would than that. There are people that would need to get there. There are props that would need to be made. There's all kinds of, but I think that's the neat thing is like, you're still generating like this thing.
Thanks to my team letting me have space to do that. You know, the only way that happens is if people make space for it, for me to do that. And so I am really thankful for that.
Do you remember, by chance, the word for 2015?
My word for 2015? No. Do you?
I have no idea. I just was looking at like key episodes and episode 3 was word for 2015. I want to know this.
Sarah Rademacher at the time, my assistant Sarah and I, we went through and I think what we did on episode 3, we recorded it at my dining room table. And I think we talked about how do you find your word for the year.
Okay.
Isn't that hilarious?
It is.
Also, 2015, what a year.
Yeah.
We also, for everybody keeping track, Eddie and Annie, not friends in 2015.
Did not know each other.
Fans, but not friends.
Right. Had a little bit. Yes. No. Right. Did not know.
We crossed over into friendship in 16.
16. 16. Early 16, I think.
In March, we'll talk about our villain origin story.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Meaning us. That's villain. The villains, just to be clear. We are the ones.
Right. We're the villains.
We're
very clear.
Annie and Eddie is the villain.
Dual villains.
Yeah. If you were a villain, I think you'd dress just like that. I don't think you'd dress any differently.
No, this is my villain.
You have
outfit.
A little, yeah. The hat is the villainous part.
I like this hat. What do you think?
It's a cool hat.
I wear it.
You just
all
look
the
like
time.
You could also really.
All the time.
You're a baseball cap guy, though.
Yes, that's fair. When I'm in my special fancy boy mode, which I am now, it's this hat. You know what I mean? When I'm my fancies on. It's a light spring day. Sometimes when I'm in dad mode or working outside, we'll switch to
or Nats. Going to a Nationals game.
Right. And also because I knew I was on YouTube, I realized there's so much baseball stuff behind me. I didn't want to be like that guy. So
happy spring training, by the way.
Oh,
please hurry back, baseball. Please hurry back, baseball. Please hurry back. This window between when Taylor and Travis kiss on a football field and opening day, is long. The desert of sports for me.
It is so long.
No offense to the NBA. Here's who we're getting emails from. Chiropractors. NBA players. Yeah. Hockey coaches. Those are the people who are about to email us because I'm about to tell you, hockey and basketball just don't keep me in the winter. They don't keep me warm in the winter.
They're fine. Not everybody. I mean, it's not everybody likes all sports. And you and I are similar in that. Sure, I'll go to an NBA game. I'll watch them every once in a while. Yeah, I'll watch the finals. Good times. But I don't have a deep.
I'll watch March Madness because that's where all the men are. The single men are in sports bars watching March Madness. I'll be
there. Same. Same. I'll be there with this hat on. Hello, gentlemen. A Manhattan, please.
A tip of the cap to you, gents. things I was doing in 2015. Going to March Madness at Crow's Nest. So it's really worked well for me for the last 9 years.
Oh, yes. That's cool.
Same bar. Same place. Everybody goes to the same place to watch March Madness.
Crow's
so
Nest.
Nothing has changed. Nothing has changed. Ain't nothing changed but my limp, as they say. And so I am, spring training is what I was excited about. That's what we got.
It makes me feel good. Okay. Also, podcast episodes of note. I like these because these are your early episodes. So this is when
by the way, you're about to list out the only podcast for 2015.
Oh, was that? Uh-huh. Oh, really? You only had 8?
Yes.
What
because
was the deal?
When I got to the end of that episode with Emily P. Freeman, which was number 9 of the of total.
Yeah.
Because we also had, notice Dave Barnes. Please read out the title of Dave Barnes's episodes.
Episode 6A, Dave Barnes. Episode 6B, Dave Barnes. So why we didn't just call it episode? Why didn't you just
7.
Call it? Yeah.
Why didn't I just make it 1? It was only an hour. I was really going for that 30-minute window. Back then.
You really were. Yeah. Oh, I see what you did. But also—
These 8, I edited myself.
Oh, my gosh.
Got to the end of the 8th one, and I said, I cannot do this.
Oh.
I am not talented. And then within a few months, I hired our mutual friend and dear love of our lives, Chad Snavely.
Oh, you did? I didn't know this was that early. Okay. So you knew. I didn't. So funny. Because, okay. So then after this, when did you do any more episodes in 2015?
No.
When did this show then start again?
2016.
Wow. And then has it stopped since then?
No.
What an interesting thing.
2 episodes in 2014, 8 in 2015, 850 since then.
Wow. I totally get it, though. Editing your own show, like for anybody that makes their own show, it is brutally hard.
You did it for Annie and Eddie, and I will never be able to thank you enough.
Well, of course, and doing the best we can. I mean, it's so...
Oh, yeah.
And the new activist. I've edited it all. Like, it's so much...
Gosh.
Just getting to talk is not easy, but it is, like, it's just so hard to edit. Anyhow, so of course...
Hard. I hated it. And I wasn't even, taking out ums. I was doing, bring the music up. Have an intro. Bring the music down. And I would just... toil over it.
Cut out super embarrassing things and generally let it roll, right?
Yeah, that's about it. Okay. That's about it. Cut out anything that I had vulnerability hangover about.
We got to just say you had Shauna on, who we love.
Shauna Nyquist. I love her. I know. All these people, Shauna, Jess Turner. Oh, let me tell you about my interview with Jessica Turner, episode number 5.
Yeah.
Go to her house, record the whole thing, an hour, 40 minutes, something like that.
Bringing your own equipment. I mean, you're doing the whole thing. 100%.
Bringing one microphone and my laptop, set the microphone between us, get home, and have lost the entire episode.
Oh, no. So what'd you do?
Yep. So I had to do it again.
That's
what... Went back to her house, ask her to do it again. I mean, so generous of her
to
re-record. I've had to re-record twice. Jessica Turner and Drew Holcomb.
Both people who were totally sweet about it.
Oh, Drew, I mean, when Drew showed up, when he came back for the second one, there was a bottle of his favorite bourbon on the podcast table. I was like, you're my hero. And this is the least I could do.
And I'm sure he was dear about
it. Oh, he was
it,
like, yes, he was so kind about it. Just like any of our actual friends would have been, but still.
Right, I know. But gosh, that's
Jessica
a terrible
Turner,
feeling.
Had to record it twice. So that's, I mean, that editing myself, losing an episode, not knowing how to do it. I couldn't do it anymore. I was like, I can't do it by myself. I don't have the skill for this.
You need an editor.
And this was really when I learned hire people to do what they do best so you can do what is best.
Yes.
And the money to pay them will show up.
Huh.
And so it was challenging financially. 2016 is when Looking for Lovely came out and I, or sorry. Yes. When Looking for Lovely came out and I also was applying for part-time jobs.
Wow. Okay,
my
hold on.
My fourth book. And I was applying for part-time jobs.
Hold on. That Looking for Lovely came out in 16 or this year? Or in 15?
I wrote it in 15. It came out in 16.
Golly. So the plan was, okay, so when do you start writing it in 15? Not that we have to get
the
so...
The whole year. I started, I think we signed the deal at the end of 14.
Oh, okay.
Because Let's All Be Brave came out in 14, and I think we signed the deal early in 15 or end of 14.
But that also makes sense, because you're trying to write a book, and then you want to throw a podcast on top of it, and it's just... That's just too much.
It's too much.
Okay.
So I was like, I would rather get a part-time job at the parent teacher store so that I can pay Chad Michael Snavely.
Because I love making
this podcast. I ended up not having to because I ended up taking speaking gigs, but I filled out the application. I did the interview. I did the whole process at the parent teacher store. I filled out the paperwork. I went and did the interview. I told them the hours I was available. I did all of it. And then we had a speaking, like multi-speaking thing come in. And I told them I was no longer available because I had to be gone.
We should just get up there at the Ryman and just dog them and be like, you didn't even think we could do it, did you? You didn't.
Yeah.
You thought she'd never make it, parent teacher
store. Chad will be there, by the way, if anybody wants his autograph.
Oh,
he's
one
of the first people I called and said, anybody who has put their paws on this podcast, we had tickets for.
Oh,
I was like,
yay.
Chad, you and Casey, his wife, I was like, please come to the Ryman. And he said, of course.
Okay, listen, can I tell you, I had to send an uncomfortable email and text to you today, and I worried about it for 48 hours. Because we have friends coming with us that are just coming because it's like, let's go on a road trip.
Yes.
And we're all going. And so then I was like, do you ask for tickets? How does this work? It worked well, but my gosh, I was like, do you ever get in that thing where you're like overly sweating a thing? Because of course, but it's just like, you know, the Ryman's small. Tickets are a funny thing. It turns into a whole deal.
Yeah, we have a handful of tickets we have a very small handful left that we've saved for people that might. If I'm in love by August, I need a seat for whoever I'm in love with.
Okay.
We're saving one seat.
Oh, well, I mean, we'll kick whoever out. I mean, it doesn't matter. But that's one of the Lady A's cannot be there, certainly. I don't know which one, but certainly
one of them.
You're
bringing him on stage if I'm in love by August?
Yeah, and giving him one of their seats. Oh,
he's gonna join Lady A.
I also assume he probably has a nice singing voice or can play guitar, so he could be up there.
Singing voice. He plays guitar. Prefer piano. Is that okay?
Do you like a piano boy?
I do. You know why? Because anyone who knows how to play piano has a very tender heart.
I do. I feel that. I feel that. I get it. And I am a guitar player, boy. We're a dime a dozen. We all played in Young Life. Learned.
I was about to say, guess what? I'm a guitar playing boy too, because I was a teenager and a college student in the early 2000s.
But if they played piano, they sat there, they listened to their mom's advice and kept on with the lessons.
Yeah,
they're just good boys.
Hey, friends, just interrupting this conversation real quick to share about one of our amazing partners, Magic Spoon. Okay, are you a cereal in the morning kind of person, or do you like it as a snack in the afternoon or like cereal before bed? I personally think it's great all the time. And what I love about Magic Spoon is that I can get my cereal fix without a bunch of sugar, but with protein instead, which I'm so grateful. Here's the breakdown. Magic Spoon's variety pack has 0 grams of sugar, 13 to 14 grams of protein, and 4 to 5 grams of net carbs. And there's only 140 calories per serving. It is keto-friendly, gluten-free, grain-free, soy-free. Yes, please. The variety pack includes 4 flavors, cocoa, fruity, frosted, and peanut butter. We have been eating them all at the office. I am a big fan of the fruity ones. So go to magicspoon.com/thatsoundsfun to grab a variety pack and try it today. Be sure to use our promo code thatsoundsfun at checkout to save $5 off your order. Magic Spoon is so confident in their product, it's backed with a 100% happiness guarantee. So if you don't like it for any reason, they will refund your money, no questions asked. Get your delicious bowl of high-protein cereal at magicspoon.com/thatsoundsfun and use the code thatsoundsfun to save $5. And now back to finish up our conversation with Eddie. Let me tell you the 2 things about the guy I want to end up with.
We are not
must have, but hope
we're talking
for
about nothing but this. I want you to know I have 100 questions. Continue on.
Plays piano.
Mm-hmm.
Has tattoos. And let me tell you why the tattoos. Because it means you believe in something enough to mark your body. And so I want someone who believes in something enough to mark their body, but also has a tender heart to play piano.
Does it matter what the tattoo is?
Nope. And it could have been a mistake. I appreciate the effort. I appreciate that you believed in it that much when you were 18 to put an ichthus fish on your ankle. Fine. Fine. Do you regret it now? Probably.
Probably.
But at that time, your college self, I'd have liked him too. That's what I will say.
Okay.
To that guy.
Where are we at hair-wise? Is he shaggy hair? Is he beard, no beard? I mean, I know we can't get too picky.
I cannot believe you and I have never talked about this.
I've never talked about
it. We've talked about this extensively, but we haven't talked about this part.
Right. I just want the total superficial part that also you will go back and he will neither play piano. He will be clean cut. He will be none of these things, and you will love the hell out of this boy.
Here's what. Yes. We have a game we play at the office that all the single people play of what is your type? Meaning, if someone walked into a restaurant, you are going to double take. And it has to be a two-word description. Mm-hmm. So manager Jamie is sizable superhero.
What does that
she
mean?
She is like Jason Momoa. So that doesn't mean she'll necessarily end up with that guy. It doesn't mean, but it's like she wants someone who looks like a superhero that is a bigger guy.
Isn't that universal?
No, not for me. Huh. I mean, I will pick that guy, but I've been married for almost a version of that, but
I've been married for almost you have. I've been married for almost two decades. I'd double take for Jason Momoa.
Right, certainly. Right, but there's always so for me, let me give you mine. Mm-hmm. My two-word answer is bald villain. So, think Gru.
Really?
Think Gru from Despicable Me. I love a guy with no hair, sharp features, very sweet on the inside, but you don't know it at first because his face is a little bit villainy.
Who else? Who is this?
Well, I can't tell you real names, but there's names. But who could this be? Jason Statham, is that his name?
I think so.
Oh, my shark movies I love so much. Meg and Meg 2.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Perfect example.
Interesting.
But Gru is my truest example. I will post this today when we put this when this episode comes out because I want people to tell us it has to be two words.
Yeah.
And it's just someone who catches your eye every time.
Is there another one? Is there by chance another one from The Office that you know? I hate to put you on the spot, but I love these so much.
I know. I'm trying to think. Becca's is really good, but I don't think she's here today. I could go ask her.
Right.
Craig, do you remember anybody else's?
What's Craig's?
Craig, did you have one beforehand? Or you can still have one, but you have one? Did you have words for one?
I don't think I had it down to two words. Not like you. You were ready.
Becca's is something about being nerdy and working out. Like muscly nerd or nerdy and 30 or there's something about Becca that she likes. She likes guys with like glasses that kind of like have kind of a nerdy look to them, but they also go to the gym. That was kind of hers. Hers was something about that.
Wow.
It has to be two words was the game we played.
Yeah. I love this.
Craig, will you ping Fallon in the middle of this podcast and see if she'll come over and tell us hers?
I know. I just texted Fallon. I have hers.
Oh, good. Oh, you have hers? What is hers?
It's vaping CrossFitter. She
vaping CrossFitter.
She wants. That's what she wants.
Okay, I cannot wait. People have to play along with us in the comments because I will put up the. I took a picture with Gru last time I was at Universal.
Oh, and you are
because I was like, don't get weird, Annie. But there's your guy. There's your bald villain.
I am going love to only think about people in that context forever.
And you know what's funny is I have heard so many men talk about not wanting to be bald and losing their hair.
Yes.
And whereas that is, to me, that is who I'm looking. I'm always like, that's the best thing about you from a distance when I don't know your spirit soul.
Well,
the best thing about you when you walk into that restaurant is you're a bald villain.
And to be honest with my guys, because we're all the mid 40 boys. Like this is a line of demarcation. If you're losing your hair, you're losing it. It's really happening.
Yeah.
There's never been ever an ability to thwart that has been believable. Right. Obviously, the worst examples are like combing over or like plugs or anything. I'm like, you got to just, there's a part of it that's like, if you see a guy who's losing his hair and is just owning it, I'm like, good for you, man. Me included. I'm like, I'm going bald and I'm just like, that's it. That is it. I'm just shaving it.
It is funny too, right? Because people who meet you now only know this headed Eddie. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And like your friends in middle school knew you full hair head.
Oh, yeah.
Of Eddie.
Long curly blonde hair.
What?
Yeah, curly blonde hair. That's what I have.
You are
It's not tight curls. It's like loose curls. And it was kind of froish. Yeah, I didn't. Yeah.
What are you talking about?
What did you
had
think?
Blonde, what did you think of wavy, curled hair.
And it was like dark blonde. I don't like the term dirty blonde because I think it has a negative connotation to those people. But you know what I'm talking about. You know what I
mean?
Yeah,
but no, I do on other people. But I've only known you as short haired Eddie. Wow, that is. Can you show us that on the internet? Will you show us a picture?
I'm talking to show, yeah, maybe. At least I'll show you.
Yeah. Wow, that's amazing. I think that because there's a cute guy on Broadway that is bald, and as I've done some internet stalking, mm-hmm. he has not been bald very long. He has just shaven it post pandemic, and yeah, then you look back, you're like, wow, you are a different looking person with a full head of black hair.
So we need, and again. Your guy who is going to take one of the Lady A's seats is
yeah, certainly, the piano player. 100%
going to have hair.
Which is fine.
Oh, I love him. I love all of these things. But he can go back and listen to this and go like, I superseded.
And certainly the descriptor as well, before people start putting him in the comments, the descriptor mm-hmm. as well is not about who you actually end up with. It's very rare. It's just the person who catches your eye off the top.
Right.
I think I've only dated two bald guys ever.
Right, right, right.
And so it has not been, there's been more haired men.
Right. And I think it's also an important caveat that this needs to be light and superficial, right?
Like 100% light and superficial. Grew.
Fine. We don't need to get into character. We know.
No.
Godly, blah, blah.
No.
We got it.
No,
we
no,
got
no.
It.
We understand.
Right.
We understand what matters to your spirit. I need to know what matters to your eyes on first
right.
take.
Fallon wants that boy up at 5 a.m. running laps and lifting weights and then vaping with his bros.
And then vaping the rest of the day.
He is blowing gigantic vape
Unfortunately,
bombs.
Because she's not coming over here yet, that is what was going to be believed about her.
She is also just so dear that it's...
Oh, perfect, Fallon. Fallon, perfect. Here,
Fallon.
Fallon,
we were talking about the boy that would catch your interest, and you had told...
What was your two-word descriptor?
Because
dirty nerdy.
Dirty nerdy. It was her that was dirty nerdy.
What does that mean?
Explain it.
Who is that?
It's like... He's like put together, he's sophisticated, he's smart, but he also has a little edge to him, you know?
No. What's that edge? What does that
Which
mean?
Which is kind of who you ended up with, though.
Oh, 100%.
Wow.
Just loves Jesus, maybe likes to drink and say a couple curse words. I understand.
Yeah, no, I get it. He's not he's got that little, edge was the right
just
word.
Just a little edge.
Well, do you remember what Becca's words were? I thought she was the nerdy dirty.
Becca's was
muscles.
Yes. Pecs and Becks.
Pecs.
Beckham?
Pecs David and Specs.
Pecs and
Specs. Pecs and Specs. That was it.
Pecs and Specs.
Who's a famous person that would, who's that?
Who is a famous Pecs person that would be Pecs and Specs?
So he's got to be like strong and wear glasses?
I think kind of Superman.
Like Clark Kent.
Clark Kent. Yes. See, look at us.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I do get that.
Eddie, have you ever heard about how Fallon met her boyfriend?
No. I assume it was some sort of swiping situation.
No.
Oh, how'd you meet
her? I rose above it. Okay. So Kelly, my boss.
Yeah.
Her husband is Hodges, my boyfriend's boss. And he's a photographer. So she hired him to come take staff photos with us at the network. And the first time we laid eyes on each other, I was going.
Oh, my gosh.
When we got back the proofs, he sent 1 to 2 pictures of everybody and 8 of Fallon.
Fallon.
We were all like, is there something here? And now they've been together for over a year.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Who it's asked, how did it cross over?
Your girl Fal did a little.
Good.
Hey Kelly, is this guy single? He's cute. And
oh, you did
like,
it.
I don't know. Let me see. So she connected us, but it was my prodding that really made it happen.
That's good. I'm glad that you did that. That is the way to do it. Good for you. Oh
Thank
my
you.
Gosh!
So cute.
He's a dirty nerdy.
Yeah, he's great.
Yeah.
Oh,
very, very accomplished. Very talented.
What's his name?
Hodges.
Oh, that's a cute name. Okay, Hodges.
Are you fine with the world knowing that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Are you? Are you sure? Because we're on a podcast.
Yeah, sorry to interrupt your day, but I was like, I cannot remember. I was talking about my bald villain.
Bald villain.
And it's different than the one that you had shared with me before. So I'm glad you found Hodges.
Oh, yeah. Did you hear the one that you shared with Eddie?
I just wanted to say my joke again. It was vaping CrossFitter.
I cannot.
You just want him to take gigantic tokes off of Vape Bomb every morning. Yeah, sure. The whole deal. Anyway.
Cool. He said, oh, I was just texting Fallon, and this is what she told me. Are there any others that people said at the table that day that I'm not remembering? Sizable superhero.
Yeah, that was
Pecs
Jamie's.
And specs. Dirty, nerdy, bald villain.
I'm trying to come up with my guy, and I can only come up with like the name of a person that I met, and I can't figure out
how to... Okay, say the name of it, and we'll tell you what the word
is. No, he's not famous. He's just a guy I know who just is like, every time I see him...
Maybe say it. Maybe we'll know
him. Yeah, Jack West.
Oh, sure.
I'm like, he's so handsome, but he's like got like grayish hair, and he's just like really ruggedly handsome.
Silver Fox.
Or is it like a silver... otter still, or some other
but
thing.
But still
Silver
does,
wolf?
Still would do like an Iron Man pretty casually and then also would be comfortable being a counselor and then probably would also hike.
Isn't she the best?
Oh, that was great.
Fallon Klug runs the podcast network.
Love her.
Runs out of the podcast studio also.
Snack Show.
So 2015, Eddie, we've really done it again.
Right. A year that we barely talked about. Plenty of films, plenty of other things. We got a little bit of your life. Who cares? 2015.
Who cares? Yeah. This is exactly what they're expecting on these episodes.
This is what it is. This is what it is. Yeah. Kids are getting home from school. It's time.
Oh, okay.
This is
it's
it.
Time.
Yeah. I love talking to you.
Well, thanks for making time to do this, Eddie.
Oh,
we'll see you next month when we for sure spend the whole time talking about 2016.
I am flop sweating at the way
I cannot wait for people to hear. And I just can't wait to see their words.
Oh, I love it.
It'll be great.
I love it. I love it.
All right, buddy. Tell the girls I said hi.
All right. Bye, buddies.
All right, friends. Go. Oh, I forgot to say wash
hold
your
on. Hand
oh,
down.
Boy.
Hand
oh,
two,
man.
One, go.
Go wash your hands.
Bye, buddies. There we go.
There we go. Oh, you guys, isn't he the best? I mean, what was that? And Fallon. We love a visit from Fallon. Okay, so if you have memories from 2015, or if you've got your two words you want to share with us, you just have to head over to Instagram. It'll be on Annie F. Downs. That sounds fun. Eddie Koffels. It'll be all over the place. Let us know your thoughts. And if you have any questions from this episode, you can always drop it in the Q&A part of the Spotify listening app, which you know I'm listening on now, or send them to us on Instagram at That Sounds Fun Podcast, and we'll answer them there. As a reminder, the Let's Read the Gospel Guided Journal releases on March 5th. It is less than a week away, so exciting, and we're going through it together over on Let's Read the Gospel starting on April 1st. We've got a private Facebook group for anybody who has purchased the book. It'll be a fun place for all of us to like chat about what we're noticing and learning each day of April, and you get a free download of 5 prayers that will kind of help you go and feel guided every week. They're really beautiful. So just pre-order the journal from wherever you like to buy books. Visit the link in the show notes to sign up for the group. If you need anything else from me, you know I'm embarrassingly easy to find. Annie F. Downs on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, all the places you may need me. That is how you can find me. And I think that's it for me today, friends. Go out or stay home. Do something that sounds fun to you, and I will do the same. Today, what sounds fun to me is I'm going to dinner with some of my girlfriends. We haven't all been in the same place in a while, so I'm really excited. So y'all have a great weekend. We will see you back here on Monday with one of our favorite theologians and friends, Nijay Gupta. We'll see y'all then.
That sounds fun.
That sounds fun.